up high, up and high. Up and high.
Ah, welcome back, stoners, to another episode of I'm Too Effing High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and we have got an amazing episode here today. Very, very excited. This is the show where we get comedians high on marijuana and have them do comedic challenges to try to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. It's our attempt to help normalize cannabis, and yeah, that's why we do this. That's why we're doing the show. And that's what the show is. I'm very high right now. And that's why it probably sounded like my brain malfunctioned. Because it straight up did. It just stopped functioning. You know, like rebooted for a second.
Yep.
Yeah. We've got a great show here. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. We also do live shows at the Upright Citizens Brigade starting in January. It'll be the first Saturday of every month at midnight. $5 tickets. And it's a stoner's paradise. You can come and get blazed and watch a funny show and get more blazed. It's great. So please come on out to one of the live shows and check the UCB website to see the schedule for that. And new episodes of this podcast every Tuesday. And you can find that on all your local platform, your local platforms, you know, the local ones. Yeah, so please subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. And with me, as always, is my right-hand man, DJ Blue Dream.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day.
There it is. That was funky. I like that. How you doing, DJ Blue Dream?
Good, good, good. So
yeah,
high.
So high.
So high.
Yeah, I feel I feel like I'm climbing towards a 9 out of 10.
Wow, that's high as fuck.
I'm very high.
This shit we
very
just smoked high. is a very potent hybrid.
Oh,
with a 20% THC.
What's it called?
Balance. Triangle Kush.
Triangle Kush.
I want to say.
Damn. I don't think I've ever
had
it before.
What's the normal percentage of THC?
Zero.
I think 0.08. No. That's funny. I think
I'm not a cop.
I'm at the limit. 0.08. I think it's like, I think like a joint, it's about half of that usually, like okay. 10 or 11%, 12%.
Yeah, 30. I feel like high end is usually like early mid 20s. Mm-hmm. Some places will claim that their weed is like 30, 33% THC, right. But that's pretty high, you know? I don't know. But
that's a commitment.
That's a commitment.
Like that's the rest of the day type.
If
high.
It is, but I'm saying if it is that even.
Yeah.
Like who's going to test it? How are you going to know? You know?
There's one comatose dude in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, this is the closest we have to scientific evidence.
Yeah, look at him. I mean, fucking look at him. He's clearly, that's clearly 33%.
He's pretty
THC.
Fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. What else, DJ Blue Dream? Anything else?
Oh, we're coming at y'all on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Fantastic.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys like Christmas? Are you guys into Christmas?
I'm so into
it. Love Christmas.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Christmas, too.
I decorate on Thanksgiving.
Do you?
Yeah. As soon as Thanksgiving dinner is done, Christmas decorations go up.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Why did you say usually?
Oh, you know what? I was like wondering.
You don't believe in Santa anymore?
No, it's because not every Christmas is like fantastic. Like some are and some aren't. And usually like they are.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So, but then sometimes it's like a lame Christmas.
Right.
Or like some shit goes down, you know, during the holidays.
Yeah.
Like with the world or like wherever.
Yeah.
Then personally.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes also I feel like Christmas will just sneak up on me and it'll be Christmas and I'll be like, oh, I didn't put myself into any sort of position to be in a Christmas type of place.
You got to start now, man.
Got to start now.
Got to get some Rankin and Bass claymations in your life.
Yeah. That's right.
Right after the meal.
Yeah. Right after the meal. Get started on it.
Yeah, dude. No, I got them on DVD. I don't know how serious or joking you think I am. Like, I'm so into Christmas. It's annoying.
Oh, really? That's funny. Is that from childhood or what?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just that sort of 25 days of Christmas, ABC family leading up to it thing. And then, like, radios will start playing the music beforehand. And then any, like, server's job I had, you just sort of get inundated with Christmas music, like, weeks ahead of time.
That's great.
So I think I just got conditioned to, like, oh, Christmas is a month-long experience that culminates on one day.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, that voice that you're hearing, I should introduce, because we're getting deep into conversation here, which I love. The guest today, very excited. You guys also, the three of you guys, do a podcast as well, a part of the same company that we do with Campfire Media. Mm-hmm. Please welcome Dope Town 3000.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Hey. I always ask, I'll go individually here, and I'll start with you, Sean Fisher, and I always ask the guests, now Sean Fisher, if you've ever, and any of the listeners have ever been to a live show, he does the wrap up at the very end of the show, where he gets high and tries to remember the whole show through freestyle rap. Mm-hmm. Sean, what is your current relationship to marijuana?
Still good friends. We see each other less than we have in the past, but when we hang out, it's always good.
That's great.
It's like that just sort of like kick right back into how it used to be. But I've been good busy, so I've had to sort of regulate the amount of time during the day that I can be stoned. And I've actually found waiting until the end of the day and really getting like that checklist of things done and being like, yes, now I can smoke is the transition that I'm making recently compared to before, where I'd be like, all right, let me get high early in the day and then be stoned while I do those things.
Right, right.
And that you end up always missing out on like three or four of the things that you wanted to do.
Absolutely do. 100%.
So pretty good, pretty good.
That's a productive way to do it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be grown.
I also love what you're still a stoner, the way you answered it, the best way, where you were like, yeah, we don't see each other as much as we could. Like, I got to pick different times of day to still smoke. Like, I love that it's still like, yeah, we're still hitting it up.
Right, yeah. Down. I'm just trying to be as productive as I can, because I don't want to be a stereotype of like, oh, that dude never gets shit done because he's stoned all the time.
Yeah.
You're like, that's fair. If it's 9 a.m. and I'm stoned, I probably shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, that's the day.
That's
like,
true.
There's nothing else to do. I've been off. Like, but yeah, I don't know. It's better. For me, where I'm at right now, it's better just like nightly wind down.
It's such a good,
Yeah. That's great, man. That's great. Yeah.
You.
And where are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10? How high?
Ooh, I would say like 7, climb into like a 7.5 right now. Cool. I feel
great.
Good. I'm in the pocket right now.
All right, my man.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for being here, man. Greg Smith, how about you? Sir. Welcome, man.
Thanks for having me.
So what is your current relationship to marijuana?
I would say, if for Sean it's a good friend, for me it's like... we reconnect like once a year out of nowhere. And it's always
nowhere.
It's like a random text message. And they're like, hey, let's like get crazy tonight.
That's funny.
And I'm like, okay. And every time I do it, I'm like, there's always a part halfway through where I'm like, oh, I should hang out with this guy every day.
Right.
And then 3/4 of the way through, I'm like, no, never again. next year.
And how are you right now? Where are you at on that scale of never again and oh, I should hang out with this guy more often?
I would say I'm pretty in the, I got to figure out a way to leave. I would say I'm kind of like riding a bit of a like... minor anxiety.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thanks for being honest about that.
Yeah.
And if there's anything we can do to help, there might be a couple donuts over there, I think. I don't know if there's...
That does sound good.
If donuts chips help.
Ooh. All the ASMR people are like, oh, that's definitely a box of donuts.
I can hear it, the crinkle of the...
Yeah. Half of our listeners are just here to hear us like smoke or like eat while we talk. Right. I'm not even listening to the camera.
The calming sound of a Bic being... awesome. Well, thanks for being here, Greg.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm super excited. This is the donut. This is great. Shit. Zora Bikangaga. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Zora. This is great.
Yeah, thank you.
How about you? What is your current relationship to marijuana?
I would also describe it as a friend that I see sporadically. Gotcha. You know, maybe once a year kind of thing. Maybe it's like a time where like, oh, I see this person more often. And it is this thing of like, oh, you know, we should hang out more. And then I think like each time it's sort of like whatever space I'm in at the time. And so like right now I'm cool. Like I trust everybody here, you know, because they're like good people. But like maybe if I got high, I don't know, in another time in my life because of like anxiety would have made me like, be like, what's happening in this room?
Right.
Like, what is, you know what I mean? Like what's happening? Yeah.
Where are the exits?
Yeah. Where are the exits? But, I just feel like I'm at a more, emotionally healthy place.
Oh, that's great. Shit.
Which affects the high, I think.
That's great. Yeah, and I'm chilling. I agree. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I think like it amplifies sort of where you're at sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or it can, I guess. Yeah. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how high do you feel right now?
I mean, I'm pretty high.
Pretty high.
I feel like
eight-ish.
I would feel like probably 8.5. I would say like maybe nice. I would say like 15 minutes ago, I was at a 9.
Wow.
Whoa.
I was pretty, I was like, woo. And then
that's like great. Best new music, high.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I was
Pitchfork Media joke.
Yeah. Shout out to Pitchfork. But I was just like looking at people's faces. I was like, yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, I know that guy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool. They're not shapeshifters.
Yeah.
Or are they?
So tell me, again, thanks for being here, you guys. Thanks for coming
for
on the,
thank
on
you
the
for
show.
Having us.
Tell me a little bit about what is Dopetown 3000? What is the podcast? What do you guys do? I know you guys do a live show at around town, but sometimes at UCB. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious. I mean, I know what you guys do, but for the audience's sake, for the listeners, what is Dopetown 3000?
No? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll speak. So we do a freestyle improvised set.
Great.
And we'll, you know, we'll have a guest on. They'll tell an 8 to 10 minute dope story or something dope that happened to them, either like just financially or emotionally or just whatever, just a dope thing. And then we just kind of turn that into like a hip hop musical. It's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah, that's great.
It's a fusion of improv, storytelling, and hip-hop. Dopetown 3000, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's great.
Yeah.
What?
Your local podcast provider.
What? And so how long have you guys been doing freestyle with each other?
3 years?
Yeah, I want to 2 or 3 years, this team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like maybe 2 years, although it's like a lot has happened in those 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it was for a UCB 3-on-3 tournament, I think, what, in 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Was that right?
Could
yeah.
Be.
Yeah. 2016.
Yeah.
And then it was just like such a cool thing. We didn't know that we would, like I think it was an idea that Greg had where he was like, hey, let's just do an entire set where we just rap the entire time. Cause normally like rap improv, like you do a little like speaking and then you rap.
Yeah. They only gave us like a 5-minute set cause of the structure of the show.
Yeah.
So we were like, well, do we want to just rap the whole time then? Or,
oh,
cause
wow.
It's only 5 minutes.
Right.
So we were like, okay.
Yeah. And then we were sort of like grandfathered into that kind of format.
Oh, interesting.
But then we, the next round we made it to, and that was what, 7 minutes?
Yeah, it was like
minutes?
7
yeah,
or 8.
Kept growing, and we just kept saying, let's just keep rapping.
Yeah, it was always this like incremental amount where we were like, what can we do with 3 extra minutes? Like, yeah. I guess we should just keep rapping. Can we? And then the next one would be like 12 minutes, and you're like, I mean, it's been working so far. Do we just want to keep doing it? And then it got to the point where now we do what, like 25, 30 minute shows pretty consistently.
Yeah.
Nonstop rapping from beginning to end.
For
that's
sure.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's really fun. Do you, So it sounds, because I know you guys don't, or at least two of you guys don't smoke a lot of weed or normally smoke a lot of weed. Have you ever done this before high? Have you ever freestyle rapped and or done comedy high before?
The two of us?
Yeah.
That normally do? I haven't. I think that I've never freestyle rap while high. I definitely freestyle rap while being drunk or like very drunk. But
which you are that as well right now, right? You're very drunk.
Oh,
right now.
I'm hammered. Always.
So he's chasing his joints with an old fashioned.
Yeah, exactly.
Just from an IV drip.
Yeah. Old fashioned. My blood count would be 33%. It'd be a lot, but, yeah. I think, yeah, like I'm cool with it. I think that it'll be really interesting. It'll be interesting challenge, which I feel like is what you guys do to sort of normalize just cannabis and people just, you know, it's like, it's fine. We're like, we can do the things and it's just going to be a little bit different, but it's all good. It's safe.
And let's see what happens when it is a little bit different. Right?
Yeah.
That's the fun of it. Yeah,
for sure.
How about you, Greg?
The last time I smoked marijuana in my life was for a high Dopetown 3000 set.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
I didn't do that show.
That's right.
You were asked to be high for the set.
That was part of it. Yeah. And normally I actually try to not even drink before a show. Like I never have done that just to like,
even like
stay sharp or whatever.
Whoa, where did that bomber jacket suddenly manifest from?
I got my uncle's Camaro for the weekend. Let's go.
Whoa.
But for that show, I was like, yeah, of course I'll try it. And I just remember laughing so hard at other people's improv sets, I thought I was going to die.
And then, that's really funny.
It was really fun to rap high on stage. But I remember, like, I would get to a rhyme, like, a beat too early. And then I would be like, what do I say?
Oh, no.
And I remember I just ran to the back line because I didn't know what to say.
That's great. How long ago was that?
This would have been...
within the last year?
Yeah, year
ago. Year and a half.
Wait, who subbed it? It was Sean.
Sam.
That's great.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. I'm glad you guys are here. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Why don't we jump to the first segment here?
Yeah,
shall
let's
we
do it?
This first segment is called the hypothetical situation. So basically, the hypothetical situation is I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical situation. You're going to act it out while you're high right now, right? And the theme for this month or this week, whichever this is, what is time anyways? Is gifts is the theme. Gifts. I pronounce them gifts.
Okay.
There it is.
That's good.
GIF, yeah. The soft.
It's good.
Soft.
That's Jud.
Yeah.
Good.
You're gross. So, gifts is the theme here. And we're going to do a scene here where the three of you guys are students at Professor Xavier School for the Gifted. And you're here to join the X-Men. There's only one open spot. Okay. And I'm going to give you guys what your, superpower is. All right. So, Zora, your superpower is you have the ability to shake a wrapped gift and know exactly what is inside of it. Does
okay.
That make sense?
All right.
And then Greg, your superpower is you always are able to choose the quickest line at a crowded store.
Ooh.
Got it.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
And then Sean Fisher, you have, you're like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but instead of a red nose, you have a black light. So cool. You're able to look at everything through a black light.
Awesome.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
Awesome. Cool. Shall we jump into it?
Let's jump into it.
Awesome. DJ Blue Dream, can we get some like X-Men movie music?
This place is filthy.
Welcome, recruits. Welcome. As you all know, we've got one open spot for
the X-Men. Now, you've been here studying for the last couple of months. You're all very good students.
Feels like you're guessing with that answer.
No, I know who you are.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I know who you are.
Because some people stand out, some people don't.
That's a very wise thing you just said. Very smart, very good. Look, there's a lot of students here that I have to deal with, so don't take it personally if I can't remember exactly who you are. You're a silly little superpower. I'm sorry.
Do you like leading the X-Men school?
Do I like it?
Yes.
I suppose I've settled into it. I don't know if I like it necessarily, but I've settled into it. I found a rhythm, a pattern.
It's a hard, hostile rhythm.
Sometimes your mundane patterns can take a hold of you, and next thing you know, you're 75 years old. Have you really done the things you wanted to do? Did you really want to start a school of super mutants and have a big flying black jet? And I don't know. I think about it from time to time. But it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about you and your chance to become an X-Man. Now you, tell me, what is your superpower?
I'm able to decipher what is in the interior of a gifted thing. If I shake it, I know exactly what it is inside.
It's like a present.
Yeah.
Oh,
especially for presents.
Well, let's see. Actually, my birthday is tomorrow, and some people
Happy
have
birthday.
Let. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, where's the time gone?
He seems so depressed.
Anyways, I've got these presents here. How about this one, young man? Tell me what is inside of that.
Well, here's the thing. I could tell what it was on the way over as you passed it to me.
From the small shake on the
From
hand.
From the small
off.
Shake.
Wow. That is impressive.
This is a yearbook from when you were a senior at the academy you went to.
The Naval Academy.
The Naval Academy.
And the Air Force.
Yes.
I went to both.
Yeah.
One yearbook.
It was. And wow. And also, you were able to get West Point credits for that, too.
That's right.
So, like, at the same time, you went to West Point, too.
Yeah, those are hard credits to come upon.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It sounds like someone took that off of your, like, office bookshelf.
What?
That seems like something that would have belonged to you already.
Wait a second. Give me that.
Oh.
Yeah, this is my yearbook from my bookshelf.
Sorry, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I definitely would.
Is somebody stealing your things and giving them back to you as birthday gifts?
Damn.
Wolverine.
That's a great
That's
gag.
Such a Wolverine
that's
thing
a
to do.
That's a very Wolverine thing to do.
That is.
I don't like humor that's mean.
Ah, yes. Is that your superpower?
No, it's just a fun hobby.
Ah, great.
Just a fun hobby.
And so then remind me, young man, what is your superpower again?
Picture this. You're at a grocery store because you need groceries.
Yeah. All right.
You look at the exit. You've got all your things, your sundry. Mm. And you see three separate lines. One with two, one with three, one with five. What would you say will be the quickest line?
Well, using logic, I would think the one with two.
You're wrong!
Ooh.
It's the one with five.
How?
The first person is buying one item. The second person is buying one item. The third person is buying one item. The fourth person is buying three items, but they're pretty small. Everyone else has a full pantry.
Wow.
That is my gift. I can decipher the shortest line in any grocery store.
My goodness. Well, certainly handy.
It would be handy if we were in a grocery store.
Right, that was kind of a hypothetical situation without much information.
Whereas I showed my skill right here help you find out somebody regifting some shit.
Professor Xavier, pull up the security footage of X-Mart.
All right.
The underground grocery store.
Do we have access to that?
Yes.
There's got to be something illegal about it.
Yeah, but it's underground. It's not above ground.
That's not part of the rule.
No, it's X-Mart. It's our own personal X-Men grocery store. It's Very, very good.
It's not about you, though.
Yeah.
I remember
their rewards program is...
Yeah, I'm part of the rewards program. Xmart Days of Future Cashback.
Yeah, that, since we started going to school here, we got a little card that had X-Bucks on it. That's we could true. Only spend...
They all have the same code because we live in the same place.
Yeah.
So it's like all the same number that we hit for that rewards card.
Oh,
just a
goodness.
Funny detail that I would point out since we all live together.
That's incredible.
It's worth mentioning.
Wow.
So if we had, it totally makes sense that everybody that would use that card would have the same code.
Yeah. No, it everyone, made sense. Yeah. It continues to make sense.
Yeah.
That is the system.
Perfect sense.
The reason I had you bring up the security footage was... if you rewind 1 minute, you will see exactly the three lines I have described, and you will see which one was shorter. It was not hypothetical. It was real.
Oh, my goodness. That is pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Very observational.
Yeah, I'm kind of like the Seinfeld of mutants.
Nice.
Oh, that's hard to compete against. That's a good like.
How about you, young man?
Button up.
That's a good quick elevator pitch of you.
I'm a shaker. He's a. What's the deal of?
A hot taker.
Yeah. Ooh. What's the deal with? What are you? What's
me?
Yeah. What's your story?
Yes,
yeah,
young man. What is yours?
All right. You guys watch as my eyes go this weird, crazy, like purple, bright, light color.
Yes.
And I look over each of you. Hmm. I look over you and I was like, you haven't washed these pants in 13 months.
You don't have to wash pants, I thought.
I know. It's just an observation that's true.
Okay.
You, I can tell by the sleeves of your varsity jacket you're wearing.
Yeah.
And you wipe your nose on your sleeves.
Who doesn't?
Adults. Adults concerned about contamination.
Okay.
And you, sir.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
On your lapel, there's a small bit of tomato bisque mixed in with a small bit of blood, which implies to me that somehow you cut your mouth while eating tomato bisque.
No. Oh, it's true. Yesterday I tried eating my soup with a knife. I cut the inside of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
See, what this did you cut your steak with?
A spoon.
That's.
Oh,
I suppose that's no, what I was going for.
No wonder I couldn't. I was struggling to cut my steak.
These are applicable skills that have use out in the field. I see things other people don't see.
How do you see them?
It's a tragic.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Oh, tragic backstory, like the biggest tragic backstory that you've ever heard, and it would make me like such an anti-hero.
Oh.
I mean, you have to tell us something.
And I feel like that's something you wait until you're on the team for. Nobody wants to get involved in my backstory if I'm not on the team.
Okay, well just know we are going to do an FBI background check, so if it's too shady, you can't be in the X-Men.
That's totally fine.
All right.
On paper, I look great.
I'll tell you who can tell some dark stuff about the background of one of these people, because I'm ready to have that extra spot. I can tell you right now.
Mm.
I can tell you exactly what happened to me. I don't have to wait to get into the academy first.
Yeah,
well, that's perfect, because that is the next question on our application in order to get into X-Men.
Shit.
What is the trauma that you went through in order to become a mutant?
My father was kicked by a horse.
Nay. That sounds like someone else's trauma.
I saw it happen.
Oh, okay, and that makes more sense.
It's my father.
Oh.
Because I wouldn't have been able to live after that trauma. Because he died. And I saw it.
Wow.
Again, it feels like the other guy's trauma.
Here's the thing.
Experience.
I had the gift back then of knowing that my father got on a new horse. And
what?
He got a replacement. If I would have told my father my gift,
yeah,
he wouldn't have died.
Oh,
that I understand now.
It tracks 100%.
Yeah.
So your father dying was your fault.
I'm crying.
Do you respond with rhymes?
I have a question. To figure out that it was a gift anyway. Horse, doesn't that mean you had to shake a horse?
I had to shake a box that was surrounding the horse.
A horse in a box.
It was a horse in a box. The old Sears catalog used to send them that way before Sears closed down.
That's a superpower. Yes. I like that.
Yes.
Horse inside of a box.
Professor.
Yes.
Xavier.
Yes.
Oh, good. The Academy is under attack.
What?
Magneto sent us some sort of package that's got a detonating sound inside, like a ticking sound, but it's wrapped up, and if I open it, it might detonate what's in the package, but we have to know what's in the package.
Oh, shit. There's nobody here that could do anything like that. That's fucking crazy.
I could tell you how long it took Magneto to wait in line to buy it.
Hold on.
Oh.
In all the chaos of people leaving, there's no clear way to get to this package. I think if we all work together, we might just be able to save the day.
But wait a minute, the lights just went out.
Don't worry. Teenagers are covered in things that my eyes can see.
If the two of you lift me up this spiral staircase, I'll have enough arm space to grab this package so I can know how to detonate it.
All right, where do we go?
Just boost me.
No, that's not your skill. I'm talking to you.
Oh, I was just so transfixed by his big arm space.
Yeah. That's the hypothetical situation.
That was so fun.
You set me up so beautifully, and I just stared at the ball.
Oh, man. Awesome, guys. That was great.
Woo.
That was great. Shall we?
So silly.
So great. Yeah, so silly. That's what happens sometimes when you smoke weed. Like, you just get real silly, you know? Yeah, you can have some of that popcorn.
Try some.
Yeah, try some.
Right. I didn't know whose popcorn it was specifically.
Oh, yeah, just go for it.
Yeah.
Sick. No, it's fun. Just have popcorn. Eat it real close to the mic, though.
So, let's jump into our next segment with you guys, shall we?
Awesome.
Cool.
This is a segment called Wrapping Papers.
Boy, always about that paper, boy. If you ain't on your grind, then you flexing, use a hater, boy. Paper boy, always getting paper, boy. If you ain't making money, then you ain't a money.
So you guys, this is going to be in the style of brag rap, basically. And the three of you guys are all wrapping paper. And you're bragging about, in this rap, the pros of, like, living the life as wrapping paper.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
DJ Blue Dream, you want to give him a beat?
Yeah.
Awesome. This is Dope Town 3000.
Wrapping papers.
Yeah. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a gift. Woo. It's a gift. It's a gift. Yo, it's a gift. Yeah, man, I'm over here on the spot. Brown wrapping paper with some white polka dots. I keep it so fresh, I keep it so formal. See me under the tree and you know that I am normal. What could I be under the tree? Is it for you or is it for me? I don't know, but it looks so crisp. Hopefully it's something that I was asking on my list. I won't be pissed. Yeah, man, what's happening? I'm looking over there with some glitter covered wrapping. Oh man, look at that. There is no uniform. I'm looking at it and it's covered in some unicorns. Alright, yeah, let me see. It's probably for my little cousin, put it under the tree. Yeah, really into D&D and other types of fantasy. So that's guessing I would be saying that's for her. I don't know if the wrapping paper does observe who is the person that is fur, but I know that it is right there underneath the tree looking at me. Oh, and I am feeling so fancy free. Yeah, man, I don't know what's happening. Sitting under the tree and I know I'm gift wrapping. Cause it is a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. Yo, tell them it's a gift. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. But look, yeah, don't begrudge me. Cause all the women, man, yo, they touch me. Yeah, because I know more and more, and they're just wrapping round in the store trying to get that stuff. Yeah, more and more. Not for the rich and for the poor, but look, it's going off the dome. But look, this lady takes me home. But look, man, I bossed it. Nah, man, I'm sitting in the closet. Yeah, I'm getting dead over here cause I'm sitting on the bed. And I'm like, oh, and I'm killing them. Yeah, I'm hanging out with these women. And yeah, but don't talk about your man or your husband. I wanna go. Yeah, you know me. I'm looking so good just straight up under the tree. Yeah, of course, man. You could sprinkle me with some ornaments. It's so pleasant. Yeah, I'm rapping the present. Yeah, yeah, but it's cool. Yeah, 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 it's cool.
Yeah. It's a gift. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. It's a motherfucking gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Okay, okay, okay. Traditional wrapping paper to you. I see you later. It's me. I'm wrapped up in a newspaper. Oh my God, you observe it plain to see. I'm the kind of gift wrapping if you're a bit quirky. Oh yeah, you can spray Chanel with this gift wrapping adrift for Zooey Day Chanel. Oh my God, I'm telling a different fable. My wrapping paper style is a dork able. Like the tagline of The New Girl. Give the style a try, man. Give it a whirl. Oh my God, oh my God. I'm on the track, see comic book wrapping paper. Look, there is Kathy. Guys, what? Yeah, you know, I'm so fly tight. Wrapping paper on the skylight. See it through the ceiling. Catching feelings. Everyone getting jealous and everyone straight reeling. Yes, yes, yes. I'm killing them. Look at me. Editorial opinion. Newspaper wrapping.
Such a gift.
It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift,
but sometimes it's a gift.
Hey, soft G.
Soft G.
Soft G.
Ho, 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 from LA to Atlanta, who am I? That's right, I'm Santa. And I like to rap every gift that I put down the chimney shaft. So when I come and leave them be, I leave a bunch of gifts all under your tree. And you'll wake up and you'll be swimming in the gifts, you stupid children. That's right, enjoy this shit. I'm Santa Claus and here's a gift. And here's what one thing I like to do. I like to wrap up a nice fat ass dude. Yeah, I light it good, I write it and twist it. Santa Claus getting high with a Rizzler. Smoke that shit, I am on it. I'm Santa Claus like the cover of Chronic. You know where he has a thing on the bag that looks like the cover of a zigzag? Santa Claus, gifting raps, rapping gifts. That's it, man. It's a gift.
Hey. It's a gift.
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 Don't Santa know Claus. Why Santa's so pissed. It's a gift.
Ho,
it's a
ho,
gift.
Ho.
It's a gift.
Ho,
it's a gift.
Ho,
it's a gift.
Ho, ho.
Father Christmas and he's smoking on the split.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh man, he's drunk or maybe ripped. It's a gift.
It's a gift. It's a gift. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good bong.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Pop. Hell yeah! Good job. That was great, dudes. That was Wrapping Papers. Coming out, that album will be out very soon, right? A couple of months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll drop that Christmas single in February.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, get ready because you're going to enjoy it all year. Let's before we get to the last thing here, challenge, let's check in with DJ Blue Dream for DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibes.
She's giving me excitation.
Not bad vibes.
Good.
Bad vibes, get out of here.
DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
So in keeping with our guests on theme, since they have a hip-hop podcast, this is a hip-hop good vibes recommendation. I won't play it all because it's long, but if you YouTube search Black Thought Freestyles on Flex, mm-hmm. it's just a yes. bunch of Black Thought from the Roots, who's one of the most underrated freestyle rappers of all time, rapping for like 10 minutes, 11 straight minutes.
I know just, this clip is amazing.
Was it pre-Kardashian Kanye? Was that where it came from?
It.
The freestyle?
Is that how we date things in hip hop?
Yeah.
No, it was post. It was like post? Recent, I think, if it's okay. the clip I'm
it's
thinking
It's the
of.
End of last year, December 14, 2017.
And what's it called again?
Post KK.
Black Thought Freestyles on Flex.
It was post that reference.
Let me see if I can...
You know what I'm talking about.
Pipeline, transporting the oil, tribulation and
toil. Just a random minute from it.
In the soil, got my crown tilted, my gown quilted, silk with cashmere, burn the room down in a minute. Built it last year. Newsflash, I dodged a bullet that killed the cashier. My homie told me to come with him to the mass shit. Them brothers said, don't go from written bars filled with rage to primetime television in your gilded cage. Then forget us people in the world still enslaved. I barbed wire my wrist and let it fill the page. Gunfire and flare, sirens glare. I'm in an iron chair with people who care. Don't get the lion's share. When I don't give a fuck, then I ain't fair. I'm on a higher tier with people getting money like the financier. Catch the Herald, I'm fresh chopped and bevel rap on a doctorate level. So F. Scott Fitzgerald, maybe I'm the new Rakim. Maybe I'm Fat Farrell. Undergarments of armor be my intimate apparel. Pre-Kardashian Kanye, my rhyme play immaculate. Same cadence as D.O.C. Pre-accident, maybe my acumen's on par. Rikuji rapping them, give me the proper respect. Motherfucker, we back again for a couple things we lost in a fire. The drive, the desire to perform on a higher plateau. I'm at that show lost in the mire, wondering how we got so far from inspired. Look, when photos with sepia tone and record players was something you would keep in your home. Yo, the traveler, the meaning of Tariqi was known for the exemplary performance uniquely his own. I made the 21 pound for some a newfound religion. When money's put down, it's only one sound that make OGs and young lions equally proud to listen. The secret amalgamism, my algorithm coming from where only kings and crowns permitted the darkness, where archaeologists found my image in parchment rolled into a scroll holding a message for you. It said the only thing for sure was taxes, death and trouble. The anomalies.
Oh man, I want to keep it going. Freakonomics, but it's a little bit
so good.
Yeah. But it's so fucking dope. It's just like the most I've ever seen a combination of internal rhymes and solid punchlines and shit.
Yeah,
that he keeps landing.
He's a genius.
He's a genius. He's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah, that was incredible. Was that, you said that was 10 minutes long?
11, almost.
Holy almost shit. Yeah.
Also, props to just randomly landing on the part that completely captured.
Said exactly.
Zora was right, yeah.
You were trying to say.
It was pre-Kardashian Kanye is what he called himself, right?
I thought you were asking, did he do the freestyle before they got married or after?
Gotcha.
Like, it was after they got married.
Yeah, I was referring to...
I thought you were like the Mesozoic era. Like, Kardashian Kanye.
Yeah, because that line was like such a headline of that freestyle, like when it blew up on the internet. That's what I was referencing that.
He called himself immaculate, like pre-Kardashian Kanye. So he said rhymes immaculate.
Yeah, I just love... He wrote like the... Something like... F. Scott Fitzgerald, whatever he rhymed, F. Scott Fitzgerald was insane.
That was impressive.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Yeah, go look that up.
Yeah, really good vibes.
Vibe.
Yeah. Cool. So this next segment here is going to be called Rap Pass It to the Left.
Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. Ooh. Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side.
And this is basically you guys are going to be in a rap cipher here. All right. Okay. And you guys are the three wise men and, you are battle rapping each other, arguing over who has brought the best gift, gold, frankincense and myrrh were like the three, right?
Nice.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Hell yeah. Awesome. I'll give you guys, I'll give you guys my mic so you guys can just take it away. This is Dope Town 3000, the three wise men.
Look, if I could be so bold, I think the best gift right here is gold. Yeah, man, you can just wear it. Put it in your ear, man, it's 24 karat. Ooh, looking so fresh, looking so cold. Best gift in the manger, it is gold. You can have it when you are new or old. Yeah, man, never gonna bend, never fold. It's gold, it's the best, kid. Yeah, I know that I am bringing presents. Ooh, making people feel so effervescent. Yeah, ooh, my rhymes are fertile like the crescent.
Hey, don't be surprised, man.
Ooh,
yeah, we the three wise men. Yeah, yeah, don't be surprised, man. Yeah,
we the three wise men.
Yeah, 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 it makes sense. Not pretense, but I got the frankincense. Yes, but look, you know it's not nice. But look, man, I bring all that spice. Yeah, I come through so stealth. Yeah, cause all the spice, yo, it's good for your health. Okay. Yes, cause you know that sound. All that frankincense, yeah, it comes from the ground. Yes, But listen, man, the truth. Woo. It all comes in that little root. Woo. Yeah, because you know how I please this. I know, give that presence for that Jesus. But look, man, you know I'm not shady. Why, I come through with a spice for this baby. Yeah, you know I go. I don't bring the danger. I bring it in the Ranger. Bring it in the Ranger. Bring it in the Ranger.
Oh, man.
I'm talking about that motherfucking Ranger.
Yeah, I think that's fine. You find it in the ground, so it a gold mine. That is where you find gold as well. I don't know if you tell. And you can't give a baby this shit right now because they do not have the digestion. So having spices out of the question, so you're giving him something that he can't have for a while. Go right now, I could buy a whole pile.
Buy a it's whole versatile. Pile? Nah, I don't like that. It's in the dearth. It's like mirth. Yeah, yeah, this is an attack. Why? Because I'll tell you, mirth is fucking whack.
Okay, okay, you're coming at me like you really want to fight. If you're gonna come after me, pronounce my gift right. It's not mirth, you dumb bitch. It is the only gift that baby Jesus got on his wish list. Brr, brr, a motherfucker brr. I'm coming at you with that hardcore pockets full of mirth. Myrrh with a ruled R on the end. Yeah, boy, I'm not even here to pretend. What is myrrh? I'm about to answer right now. I don't know, and I do not give a cow. It's whatever baby Jesus wants myrrh to be. And I'm bringing him that gift, and I'm bringing it for free. He can use it as a toy. He can use it as a pacifier. Rolling in the myrrh, make your homie looking hella flyer.
Here's the thing, we can agree that there's no present dumber than this little boy trying to be a drummer.
Trying to be a drummer. Like danger, he's sitting little baby in a manger.
Sitting in the manger, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Little drummer boy, you are just a dum-da-dum-dum.
Dum-da-dum-dum, dum-da-dum-dum. I can't believe God chose you as the one. Dum-da-dum-dum.
Yeah, it's not surprising. And we can say that because who are we? The three wise men.
Hey.
Yo, the three wise men.
W-I-S-E.
Three wise men.
W-I-S-E.
I'm just saying my gift can buy both of your gifts, too.
Wah.
What?
Wah.
He speaks.
Wah, wah, wah.
Someone write this down. It's going to be important.
Wah. Yo, gather around. The fountain of youth. That's me. It's Jesus. I'm the truth. And I'm about to spit shit that ain't crazy. How come no one ever wants to ask the baby what the fuck he wants, man? Nice. You think I want a bunch of fucking spice or other shit to prove your metal? You're gonna buy me a precious fucking metal? No. I wrote myrrh on my list. Yeah, I said myrrh on my list.
Hey,
right?
That is the thing I got you, bitch. Yeah, yeah, you got myrrh on your list. And
but do you know what it is?
Do I know what myrrh is? Myrrh can be what I want it to be.
Hey.
What I want it to be is a nursery, like a real one, not this fucking shed.
So
how
what
the
you're
fuck
saying?
Am I supposed to rest my head?
So what you're saying is myrrh is everything and it's nothing. Essentially, it is the Bible's version of MacGuffin.
Like
yeah,
that plot
that's
device?
That's the stuff, man.
All right, because I also have muffins. Does anyone want these instead? Like...
Yeah,
I'll take a muffin.
All right, thank you. These are Murfins. I don't know. If you...
Yeah.
Awesome. That was great. That was great, dudes. So how did this? How did that feel? So you guys got high. You came here on the show. You don't normally get high and rap. Did you find it harder? Did you find it easier? Did you find it to? You felt nothing different.
I definitely felt a little freer, I guess.
Oh, cool. Oh.
A little less thinking, a little just more like, I have to rap now. So
right.
I'm rap. And I felt like I had a lot more attitude than I normally
do. Yeah, have. A little, nice. Little pent up there. A little,
yeah.
Little, yeah.
Maybe Greg's off the leash.
His bomber jacket rematerialized.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was a cool flavor.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. How about you guys?
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I was wondering if I was going to be, you know, just, I don't know, too high for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It felt different. Like I felt like I was sillier.
Yeah.
You know, definitely there was some silliness.
in my play, which is already silly, but this was even more silly.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Silly's, we like silly. Silly's great. And Sean, obviously you rap in the show really high every single month.
It's riding a bike, man.
Yeah.
What can I say?
And people will be able to see you at the live show.
Yes.
Starting in January. It's going to be the first Saturday.
First Saturday in January. Yeah. I will be there.
Yeah. And this was great, guys. This was so much fun.
Thank you for having us, man.
Thanks for coming out. Where can we find you guys? Anything you guys want to plug? Or
well, if this is coming out on Christmas, we are hosting a Kwanzaa rap battle show at UCB on the 26th,
which is the day after Christmas, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Plant that seed.
Yeah, Wednesday, 8 p.m., UCB Franklin.
Yeah.
We have, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's like our third year in a row doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be super fun.
For awesome.
Sure. All ages welcome.
And also, just listen to that Dopetown 3000 podcast.
Yep.
Wherever you get your podcasts locally, please.
Yes.
And you can follow.
Head to your farmer's market and pick up our podcast.
You can follow Dopetown 3000 on all of the social medias. All of our handles are at Dopetown 3000.
Awesome. Great. And you can find us on social media at I'm Too Effing High, both Twitter and Instagram. And, or you can email us, I'm Too Effing High@gmail.com. And, we do new episodes every single Tuesday. So, subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. And again, come see us at the live show.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks again, Dopetown 3000.
Thank you
blast.
So much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stay too effing high, you guys.
Campfire.
Hey, Club Scouts, it's Michael.
And Bryce.
And Riley.
From Bigfoot Collectors Club.
And guess what? We're doing our first live show in Los Angeles in just a few weeks. That's right, everybody. We're so excited for Bryce's new show, Expedition Bigfoot, on the Travel Channel, that we're going to have a viewing party at the Bigfoot Lodge in Atwater Village.
Could you pick a better place?
You could not.
Guys, we couldn't. So, Monday, December 9th, from 7 to 9 p.m., we're going to be showing the first episode.
That's right, of Expedition Bigfoot.
And then we're going to talk to Bryce and a special guest. After the show, we're going to record it all live for you, the audience, and guys, what's the best part about this whole night?
You get to come meet us, and it's free.
It's free, guys. It's free. So join us Monday, December 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Bigfoot Lodge for our Expedition Bigfoot viewing party and live podcast recording. It's going to be big.
But.